You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
People would like to feel glad and happy at Christmas time, but there's too much bitterness and disappointment around for feeling or expressing real happiness.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, break into the darkness of our lives with the shining light of your Son, Jesus Christ. Fill our lives with faith and love, illuminated by the light of Christ. Make us to jump for joy that your Son is alive and that he is Lord. In him we trust and in his name we pray. Amen. Think joy, said St. Paul. He did not say this because the times were good, or even because he thought they would get better. The fact is that the times were bad. He was writing to the church at Philippi because the times were bad. Things were rough and did not promise to get better. Nevertheless, Paul was optimistic. He knew something. And so did the people to whom he was writing. He knew Jesus Christ. And so did the people who received this little letter. Rejoice in the Lord always, said Paul, whether the times are good or bad, whether you're getting along well or feeling bad, the Lord is near. So he is. The whole world is approaching Christmas. The Lord is near. The world is enveloped in the flames of distrust, conflict, and war. The Lord is near. The whole world really does not know where to turn. The Lord is near. Both in admiration and in personal affection, the disciples of Jesus called Jesus Christ the Lord. They talked about him as the Lord, and pretty soon everyone around them knew whom they meant. They proclaimed the good news of the Lord, and they gave their personal commitment to the Lord. Knowing the Lord, they turned the world upside down. It's about time that his people all over the world get the idea. Committing themselves personally to the Lord and following the Lord, their witness to the Lord turns the world upside down. For a lot of people, the Christmas season is the loneliest time of the year. Instead of being lifted up, people are let down. What is supposed to be a happy time turns into the holiday blues. As children are waiting with eager expectation, the elders don't seem to be able to get themselves up for the event. Instead of feeling happy, they feel sad. Instead of being excited, they have to conceal the fact that they are pretty gloomy inside. People would like to feel glad and happy at Christmas time, but there's too much bitterness and disappointment around for feeling or expressing real happiness. Unpleasant memories have a way of rising up and resurfacing during a holiday season. There's an empty chair, which was filled last year at this time. People actually feel hurt when they see the happiness of others. They get so desperate as to hurt themselves. People want to feel good inside. They don't want to live depressed and defeated lives. But they think that the facts of life are against them. The ills of life overwhelm them. The prospects of life are so gloomy as to depress and defeat them. Just a minute there, said St. Paul. I know all about the things that hold you down and knock you out. I have experienced them myself. I could go around myself, hanging crepe and looking like 7 days' rain. Remember that I'm in prison right now as I write to you. I just want you to know that all my surroundings here have only contributed to the advance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The people who guard me and all the rest are beginning to get the idea. So are most of the brothers and sisters. Maybe not all of them, but most of them seem to see things in a different way. They're beginning to have the courage to speak out, to tell the word of God without fear. Then he went on to say, for me, living is Christ, and dying is gain. I'm not boasting about myself. I have complete confidence in the Lord, and I have confidence that I shall see you all again. Let your citizenship be in the commonwealth of Christ. You don't have to be a doormat. You can certainly welcome people with a glad face into the commonwealth of Christ. You can live there yourself with faith in Christ and without fear about what anyone can do to you. Have power in Christ. The Lord is near. Rejoice in the Lord. There is joy in Christ. The Lord is near. Paul could say this with a lot of confidence because he had met the Lord personally in a remarkable way. He knew the Lord to be alive, not lying somewhere in a grave unmarked and unknown, raised from the dead by the glory of his Father. The Lord lives and reigns. He's Lord. The Lord is near. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. I can just hear someone say, that's all right for someone who's living on top of the world. But how about me? I feel as if I'm in the bottom of a pit. Life is the pits. I don't feel good. This illness is getting me down. The loneliness is driving me out of my mind. Everything I've tried to do has failed. Even my successes have turned out to be failures. I'm down and out, surrounded by all kinds of anxieties that I can do nothing about. The past rises up to haunt me, and the future scares the daylights out of me. The good news of Jesus Christ is for people living in darkness. The light of Christ shines only brighter in the darkness. The glory of Christ is meant for that darkness. The apostles of Christ did not talk just about his resurrection from the dead. They did not run away from the greatest darkness of all, which is death. They did not mince words about the reason for death, which is human sin. You cannot just paint over the old flaws or put new paper on the wall to conceal the cracks that are there. The good news for the world is in the cross of Jesus Christ. It was a dark day when he died for the sins of the world. It was dark for the people who stood underneath that cross, and dark for the people who stood afar off. It was dark for the Lord himself. When he died, a great darkness covered the earth. In that darkness, the veil of the temple concealing the holy place with the presence of God was ripped from top to bottom. In that death of his, the curtains are ripped from your own soul. There you are, sitting in the darkness, with the light of Christ upon you. It shines in the holy place and in the unholy places. He brings forgiveness for that sin of yours, and healing for those hurts of yours. He died for you, and he will always be one with you. For your sins he died, and for your life he rose from the dead. He is Lord. The Lord is near. He will always be near as the word of God that comes to your ears at this moment. That word is in his Son. It's about his Son. It's from his Son to you. It is the word of the Lord. Repent of your sins and trust in the Lord Christ, to bring you out of the darkness into the light, from the gloom and doom to salvation and life. That's what he does for people who have faith in him, for anyone, including you. If you have a clock that has a luminous dial, have you ever noticed how much brighter it looks when the darkness is the deepest? The darker the room, the brighter the dial. The darker and more miserable life becomes, the more desperate and despairing people feel, the more does the light of Christ break through, flooding the whole house with light. That's the way the house of life becomes. When it's filled with faith and love that are in Christ Jesus the Lord. Think joy, said St. Paul. I'm in jail, but the light of Christ shines upon me. Think joy. The things I counted precious, I have lost for the sake of Christ. The fact is that I've lost everything, and am considered to be worthless except for the overpowering knowledge of Jesus Christ my Lord, so that I may win him and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is the righteousness of the law, but the righteousness which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness that comes from God through faith in Jesus Christ, to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, picked up as I am by his death and headed toward the resurrection from the dead. Think joy, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let the gentle strength of rejoicing be known to everybody. The Lord is near. What is the secret of life? The Lord is near. He certainly is, whether you know it or not, whether you want him to be or not, whether you recognize his presence or not. The Lord is near. Now, think joy. The Lord is near. Don't be worried about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. The peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds. How? In Christ Jesus. He is the Lord. The Lord is near. Rejoice in the Lord. And again I say, rejoice. The Lord is near. With repentance and forgiveness by the goodness of God in Christ our Lord, thanksgiving is born, an important part of rejoicing. I've never seen anybody give thanks with a long face. Have joy in thanksgiving. Forget the cares and give thanks to God. Forget the trouble. Jesus Christ is Lord. Remember the grace of God and give thanks. Life is full of bitterness, and we all contribute to that bitterness with our ingratitude. We are more disposed to load up our family and friends with our troubles than with our appreciation for kindness received, for love given, for life enriched with genuine understanding and forgiveness. If we owe that to others, we certainly owe it to God. Paul wound up this letter giving thanks to the people at Philippi, most of whom were poor, for their kindness in remembering him with their thoughtful gifts. Because of you, he said, who lack practically everything, I'm completely overwhelmed with good things. My God will fulfill your every need with his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To that God and Father of ours be glory forever and ever. Amen. The light shines, the light of Christ. It brings warmth, the grace of God in Jesus Christ. The light clears away the rubbish of life, the sin, the guilt, the memory that rises up to haunt you. The light shines down the path ahead, illuminating with this simple and powerful word, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Let the gentleness of your strength be known to everybody. Let it be known. The Lord is near. Amen.